fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue to reflect on passages given at Mass last Sunday, particularly Romans chapter 8, and then again the Gospel of John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45, which is the story of the raising of Lazarus. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on the computer, download them, whatever device works for you, listen to them whenever it's convenient. It's great. The church gives us the story of Lazarus, the teaching of St. Paul, and the prophetic word that comes from the Old Testament reading Ezekiel on Sunday, getting us now to turn our gaze as we're making our way through the season of Lent to the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because the goal of it all, the whole point of Lent, is to prepare us for walking with Jesus through his passion, through Holy Thursday, Good Friday, his crucifixion, the betrayal, all that happens there. Ultimately, Jesus going to Calvary, becoming for us a sacrifice for our sins. He makes his own life an offering to God for us, a pleasing sacrifice to God. And the shedding of his blood and the offering of his life himself, the spirit that is in Jesus Christ, that he offers up on the cross, he offers up to the Father as a gift of his life to the Father, first and foremost. Remember, Jesus' whole motive, his first motive, is to obey the Father. It's love for the Father that most motivates Christ. And he knows and he teaches us and he wants to form in each one of us now, deep within us, in every cell of our body, the realization that we're made for love, we're made by God for God, we belong to God, we're made to know him and love him. That's the entire purpose of our life, to receive what he's given to us in this life, and to give back to him and to give to others what he's given to us, which is his love and his life. Jesus shows us that the real road to love is obedience to God's commandments. It's not first a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's a decision of the will. It's in the heart. It's deep down, the core of our being. I give you my life. Not I give it to you today because it feels great. But man, today I just don't feel it. Sorry, it's not there. Feelings come and go. Unfortunately, today in our society, it seems more than ever that feelings are like the data that determines how we're going to behave, if or what we're going to believe. If I feel it, I believe it. If I don't feel it, I don't believe it. If I feel it, I'll do it. If I don't feel it, I won't do it. That's not love. That's the fallen ego. It's the flesh within us. I'm going to lean into what feels good to me. I'm going to lean into what feels right to me. That's why the devil's able to make hay with so many people. If that's where we're leaning, he's got us. Because emotions and feelings come and go, and he can work circumstances in our lives to make us feel pretty rotten and pretty isolated. And he can tempt us toward pleasures that move us away from God. So a disciple following the footsteps of Jesus Christ, his gaze is on the Father. His heart is locked into his purpose. And his purpose is to obey the Father. And the Father's command to him, the Father's call to him, his purpose is to come and rescue us, to die for our sins, so that he can be raised for our justification, St. Paul said, so he can be raised to life. This is what Jesus has come to do for us, but also to reproduce in us. Because we are meant to be God's sons and daughters. That's what we're made for. But sin has isolated us, alienated us, separated us from God. And we're lost and wandering and without identity, without clarity, without a deep, resting, clear confidence in our purpose and our destiny. Jesus has come to restore it. So Christianity is more than just belief in our head. Jesus actually comes to change us. Christianity is not just a set of truth propositions to which we assent, and we hold on to those until we die, and then something happens to us when we die. That's not how it works. Christianity in this life is the beginning of the new creation. It's the beginning of a transformed life. It's when we become sons and daughters of God, and the Son who dwells in us begins to transform and to change us. And human life becomes, at its core, a cooperation with Jesus the Lord, cooperating with whatever he does in us to conform us to his image so we can be transformed and he can bring us to the place where he can present us wholly to the Father. You see, Scripture is clear. No one can enter into the presence of God the Father, into the holy place, into the presence of his holiness without Christ's help. Without it, we will die, Scripture says, basically. Because what is holy cannot abide what is unholy, and we can't handle it. And we'd experience it as judgment and separation. But Jesus has to come to literally change us at the core. We have to become something new. We have to be born again. There's a driving presumption, a controlling, I think, worldview in so many people in the culture, in our culture, but so many people have even been baptized that all's good already. Where I am, who I am, how I've shaped my life, how I've designed myself, the pursuit of my dreams, the pursuit of my goals is enough. We fail to see the true condition of our life. And we can see the true condition of our life in the person of Jesus, the one who comes to diagnose the true condition of our life, really the true condition of our heart, of your heart, my heart. He's the light of the world. He comes to shed light into the darkness. And where's the deepest darkness? The deepest darkness is really, truly in the human heart. Most people don't want to see that. Most people don't want to admit that. But it's really clear. Mark chapter 7, verses 20, 22. Jesus said, from within, out of the heart, that's where uncleanness comes from, he said. He said, look into your heart. Evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, foolishness, unforgiveness. In Matthew's gospel, he takes up the same thing. What's in the human heart? Murder, adultery, evil thoughts, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. Jesus knows who we are. He came for a reason. He came because of this stuff. He came because this stuff is in us. It's lodged in the human heart, deep within the human heart. He's come to reveal it to us so he can unmask it, because it's covered, friends, with layers and layers of masking. We hide from it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to admit it. But the truth is, and what Lent helps us grasp, is we are sin sick at the core. And responding to Jesus when he says, believe in me, when he says, all those who believe in me will have eternal life. Belief means what? It means accepting this diagnosis. It means accepting the truth about my own desperate need for God. I cannot heal myself. I'm not my own physician. It's not possible. I can't produce in me what I need. I can't escape the problem of sin and death. It's very hard for human beings to acknowledge that. The first step in believing in Jesus is believing what he says about us, the diagnosis he brings to us. And he says it to us not to condemn us, but with great love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. So when we say yes to Jesus, that means, yes, Jesus, you're right about me. I need to be forgiven. Not just of one sin. I need literally, Jesus, for you to save me. To save me from sin. My conniving from sin. My saying yes to sin. I need you to make me new. Please, Lord Jesus, forgive me. And And yes, I believe that you are the Lord and you're the Messiah. Come and be Lord of my life. Come be at the center of my life. Come and sit on the throne of my life. Come and lead me, save me, rescue me. And take away from me my pride that says I can do this on my own. My arrogance, my vanity, my unforgiveness, my hardness of heart, my lack of love, my indifference to God, to you, Lord, my indifference to the needs of my neighbor, the habit of always putting myself first, of wanting to exalt myself and wanting everybody else to do that too. Jesus, I'm a sinful man. Save me. That's what Jesus has come to do. And we fight it, we resist it, we mask it, we make excuses for it. We don't believe it. We don't want to come face to face with it. Friends, everybody's aware today of the chaos and disorder that's in the world. Everybody feels it. Countries are shaking. There just feels like instability everywhere. People are looking for something to grasp onto. People are scared. They see the disorder, the chaos. They see death and violence and rioting and chaos and compromise and lying and cheating and stealing. We see it. But we act like it's out there somewhere. I mean, it is. But the reason it's there in the first place is the crown of God's creation. Human beings are insisting on their own way. They refuse to acknowledge what's in the heart. The angry, proud dictators, the greedy Wall Streeters. I'm not saying everybody on Wall Street is greedy, but you know what I mean. Me first, the radical pursuit of money, of power, of sex, of fame, all of it, it's there in spades. Where does that come from? It's the three, it's the unholy trinity. The world, the flesh, and the devil. The flesh is me, Peter Herbeck. It's in me. It's in you. And Jesus comes as a loving Lord, as a physician, and he reaches out and he says, will you let me touch your life? Will you give me your life? Will you give me your heart so that I can change you? Without it, my son, my daughter, you have no hope. You're a slave, and I want to set you free. I want to make you new. I want to bring you into everything that is mine. I want to bring you into the Father's house where there's absolute love, glory, freedom. It's for you, but you must let go. And you must surrender to me, and you must follow me. If we do that, friends, Jesus in these readings saying, I'm the resurrection and the life. Paul tells us in Romans 8, the one who raised Jesus from the dead will raise you from the dead if you believe in him. And believing in him is that radical surrender of your life. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.